If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have the conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. Email stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, smokeworldpodcast.com. What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up? Yo, what's going on here, folks? What's happening? Shut up, computer. Shut that noise up. What's up, people? How you doing? What's going on? Hope you've been doing great. If you noticed, I've kind of scaled back a notch. I'm dropping these episodes like every other week. Yo, people, can I have a conversation with you? It's a lot of work. Chasing. I told y'all this before, but it's becoming even more like a job. Is that bad or good? I don't know. Getting with these guests and getting their schedules, getting my schedule together. I'm just telling you and having a conversation, people. But nonetheless, this episode is Steve Newman. Let's see, what can I say about Steve? Steve's a good guy. He's got a Facebook group. We had him as a guest previously. So he's kind of got a new thing going on. And this is the whole point of the podcast to me, to be able to enrich and enlighten and share the information that you, your cousins, your uncle, your nieces, your nephew have going on. So I like to utilize this platform to promote. You know, get the positive energy out to whatever you got going on. So, listen, I'm not trying to bore you because I'm not saying the conversations are going to bore you. I'm not saying that, Steve, don't get mad. But, listen, it's information. Steve's got some stuff going on. So, check him out. It's for the cigar community. Listen up. Relax. Grab your stick. Red Bull. Whatever you may need. Chill. Relax. Shut your mouth. And do what you do. You know, I love you. Don't be mad. Brother Steve, welcome back to Smoke World. What is going on, man? What's happening out here in this world? What is up, bro? What's up?
Hey, Stone. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate you taking your time with me. I've just been crazy busy working, you know, around the clock on so many projects, and I thank you for inviting me to come on and talk about them.
Definitely. The last time we spoke was a little while ago. You were dealing with, on Facebook, I know you had created a group. I believe at that point in time it was called the Cigar Industry Professionals. So where's that at? How's that making out? What's the status of that particular group?
So the group has really dropped a lot in engagement. The membership grew a lot. And in the beginning, it was just like people who are media and industry professionals. And I think I said on your last show that I was allowing consumers in, right?
Right. I believe you did. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that had a really negative impact because the professionals kind of stopped engaging when the consumers came in. And I still invest a lot of time into it and there is some engagement, but definitely nothing like before. But there has been a lot of positives of the group. For example, there were a lot of mobile lounge owners who were in the group, and I started a private chat with them, and the chat kept on growing. And one day I just said, look, this is really growing a lot. Why don't we just open a Facebook group just for cigar mobile lounge entrepreneurs and make it just for you guys? And we started that, I think, like 3 months ago. And it's really flourishing. I think we have almost every cigar mobile lounge owner in the country, at least 95% of them, if not all of them. And we're 229 members today. And it's really where I spend a lot of my time because the people are not really competing with each other like retailers or other cigar industry people. They're all really want to help each other out and supportive. We get together on a Zoom every week for like 3 hours and just discuss ideas, and a lot of ideas are exchanged, and new things put in motion on those HERFs. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the Cigar Mobile Lounge group. That's really been rewarding for me.
Oh, that sounds great. If I could rewind just a little bit, you mentioned that the old group, not to say the old group, but the group you originally started, the cigar industry professionals, you said they got a little upset because the consumers were invited to come in. Why do you think that? Why do you think that was the case?
You know, because there were some like polarizing questions. You know, for example, I'll give one example. One question that got a lot of engagement from industry leaders before was, I asked, is it possible to be a master blender? Can you learn that skill, or do you have to have a natural talent for it? And a lot of industry leaders chimed in on it, and there were a lot of opposing views, and I just felt like a lot of the industry leaders didn't want to, you know, really say anything public that might not reflect well on them. So I just feel like the engagement kind of dropped off at the, you know, at a certain point.
Okay. Did they answer that question as far as that's a natural born thing, or that's something that you're taught as far as being a cigar blender, a master blender?
Yeah. So, everybody had a different perspective. I don't want to call out any names, but,
Call out the name, Steve.
I'm not going to call out names out of respect for the people, because it is a private group, but I will say that a lot of industry leaders did voice their opinion, and it was a really interesting post, and that's what the group was originally intended to be, but it moved away from that.
All right. Interesting. Okay, so you're doing Mobile Cigar Lounge now. You have a connect with those individuals. And now you say this is individuals across the U.S. that have mobile lounges that you're rocking with, that the new group is dealing with?
Yeah, so it's people who own mobile lounges and also people who are in the process of opening a mobile lounge. And then also people who are interested in finding out more. But we just did something recently. We added a group rule because we didn't want just a bunch of spectators. We wanted it to be more like a think tank rather than a fish tank. And I use that hashtag. So I made a group rule that you had to make two efforts to add value to the group a month, or else you'll be removed from the group. So this is the first month we're doing it. And today is actually the first day of the purge. So I'm going to go through all the members and see their activity and just delete the ones that didn't engage in two times in the month.
All righty then. Okay, interesting. That's an interesting process there. Okay, well, I'll leave that alone. I'm not going to dig too deep into that particular thing. So now you got some new stuff going on, Steve. This is the reason why we're talking again, because I'm excited for you. You got a new thing going on, so I want you to share the ideas and concept of your new greatest project. What's going on?
Okay, so I launched a new endeavor about a week or two ago. I can't recall exactly, and it's called CigarTech.org. And what it is basically what I studied in school to do, but for the cigar industry. It's Cigar Industry Information Technology Services and Products. So now you can ask me what that means.
I'm glad you said that, brother, because that was a mouthful. To the layman, can you break that down? That sounds pretty good. That sounds like a something you put on the resume. But for the folks who are listening, what does that mean, Steve?
So basically it means there's two parts of what I launched. There's like information products, like web applications. So I have four currently in process, and those are all free information products that are to serve the community and help promote it and move it forward. And I can give a few examples if you'd like, as far as what those are.
Please do, because you got to understand the listener doesn't know anything about this. Let's assume that. Maybe some do, but let's assume nobody knows nothing about what you're talking about. Break that shit down, Steve. Help us out.
Okay, so one example is I'm launching something called wikicigar.org, and it's a Wikipedia for everything exclusively about the cigar industry. So anybody who knows how Wikipedia works, you know that it's like crowdsourced, people upload content, and it gets verified through various processes. So the idea is to have a place where you can have possibly every cigar release with the maximum amount of information about it, all the factories, all the people, all the cigar history, all the businesses, anything that's related to the cigar industry. It's a Wikipedia exclusively for that.
Okay, so who's going to be putting this information? You're picking this information and putting it into the system. So out of curiosity, where are you getting this information from? Are the factories, are there companies supplying you with this information, or is this something that you're going to look for online?
No, so basically it's the opposite of that. I will try to populate it with some information that I am able to gather, but for it to be successful, I have to get people interested enough to be able to want to upload information. So I have a couple of ideas of how I'm going to do that, but it's a really long-term project, and its scope, I mean, the amount of time and work and everything that's going to go into it is long-term, many, many years. But I'm just chipping away at it slowly, and I hope to get some traction. I hope some people find some interest in it and want to engage and participate and upload their information.
Right. So, okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. So folks who are listening, whether they be a brand, a customer, so how does one help you create this? If they're a cigar brand, let's say I'm a boutique company, I hear this podcast and say, oh, damn, who's this guy, Steve? I want to be part of that. What do they need to do? They need to send you the information on their particular cigars that they're selling. How does that work?
So let's say Kev Stone wants to make an entry on WikiCigar. You go to the website, wikicigar.org. It's not live right now, but it will be shortly. You can upload a picture. You can put a title and say Kev Stone's podcast. You can write a paragraph about, or write as much as you like about yourself and your podcast and anything else you want to share about yourself. Add all your links and how people can find you, and talk about whatever you think is relevant to Kev Stone's podcast. And then it gets sent to me, and I can edit it or approve it and make sure that all the information is accurate. And then also people who use the platform can also make edits, just like Wikipedia. They can say, Kev Stone lived in Chicago in 1975, and they can add information as well. But you always have the ability to edit it and make updates and citations, just like Wikipedia.
Okay, so this is not just cigar-based. This is, I guess, a combination of cigar, product, people, media. Am I hearing this correctly?
It's basically a Wikipedia, if anybody knows what Wikipedia is, exclusively for the cigar community. So,
okay, cigar community, not necessarily cigars. Okay, that's where I got a little twisted. Okay, I got you. Cigar community.
Right.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, so that sounds pretty cool. All right, so you think you're going to have that up and running? What kind of time frame can we say that you will start?
I'm hoping in the next 7 to 10 days.
Okay, so folks who hear this can get in contact with you. How can they get in contact? We're going to do this several times, but because we're right at this spot and you might have perked someone's ear to say, hey, I want to do that.
Single project that I'm doing by going to one domain, and that's cigartech.org. Everything I'm working on is linked to that website.
Gotcha. So what else can we find on there? What else you got going on with that site?
So I have a couple Facebook groups that I run, and I got another thing, that another project I've been working on, which is the Cigar Community Directory. And every project tries to solve a problem. And the problem that I tried to solve with that project was that the social media platforms and all the places where cigar content and community gathers is being censored, banned. People are migrating to different platforms. It's hard to know if one day they'll just cancel us and ban us and lose everything that we've worked hard to build. So what the Cigar Community Directory is, anyone who's a part of the community, and that includes enthusiasts, businesses, professionals, organizations, charities, anyone can go onto the Cigar Community Directory, create a profile, leave all their social links, where they can be found, write a bio, and it has a lot of community features built in as well. I don't want to really specify them right now because I'm still working on them, but the idea is to be able to find your community in the situation that we lose the places where we're connecting right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to ask the question, just thinking out loud. What if we wake up one day and all the platforms, the Facebook, Instagrams, the YouTube say, you know what, we're done with the cigar stuff. You can smoke weed and drink, but cigars are no-no. What do you think happens to the game? Where do we go? What's our next move? Are we looking for Steve? Is Steve going to be our answer? Like, yo, Steve, we need a platform, brother. Where do we go?
Well, I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I'm kind of thinking, I'm watching what's happening, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I try to find where there's a problem and find a good solution for it. And that's what I tried to do with this project. And, it could be a good idea. It might not be a good idea, but success is all about taking chances and, trying different things. And they say most successful people failed a lot in life and then they learn from all their failures, and that's why they're successful. So that's kind of the approach I take, and I just try to solve problems that I see and the best way that I know how.
No, I think that's something we really need to think about. If we lose those platforms, you know, what's the next thing? Who creates the next Facebook, or I guess Rumble? I hear Rumble out there is pretty cigar or tobacco friendly. But again, where do we turn to, bro? That's something to think about. So let me rewind just a little bit, because the listeners are now shaking their head and got their eyes rolling in the back of their head. But that's fine. Wake the hell up, y'all. Wake up. Listen, is there any charge to anyone who uses these services? Is there a fee? Or is this all free services?
So, the Wiki Cigar is free. The cigar directory is actually very expensive to maintain. So I do have some paid features, but 90% of the stuff you can do for free. So, there are benefits to being a paid member, and, there's different tiers for each category of member. So there's the free tier. And then there's the $10 a month tier, which is for businesses, content creators, people who want to engage in the community features. And then there's a $20 a month tier for anyone who wants all the community features in addition to being featured in a weekly email that has a summary of all the media content that happened the previous week by authoritative media outlets. So I guess we can say there's probably around 10 authoritative media outlets that everyone knows. So there'll be links to all the articles that they posted for the past week, embedded videos if they had any videos, and then if anyone wants to pay that $20, they can get on that newsletter that goes to all the members of the directory every week and promote whatever they want to promote in the sponsored section. And they also have access to detailed analytics to see how people are interacting with their content, so they know if it's a good value or not.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so there will be different tiers. We got that. We got that part. So, again, if someone's listening, hello, anybody out there listening? Hello, anyway. Yeah, anyway, but we're looking to do this. You say, what's the time frame again? Remind us again on this particular side of things.
So, I'm a data scientist and I analyze data to get insights and make decisions on. I do that for a lot of things. And I published my cigar tech link a few weeks ago, and I watched which links got the most clicks and decided that's going to be my highest priority project. And the Wiki Cigar got far more clicks than anything else, so that's my highest priority right now. After that's complete, then I'll start working on the directory.
Gotcha. Okay, is there anything else you got going on with this particular site that you want the folks to know about that they should get in contact with you because you're the guy who can make things happen? Is there anything else, Steve?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. I don't know how much time we have.
No, proceed. I just want to make sure my listeners stay awake. We want to keep them engaged. We don't want them put in professor mode and, you know, the listeners like, oh, man, let's skip this, man. I'm getting sleepy stuff. We don't want them. We need them to be exciting and, hey, come on, Steve, wake it up. So, come on, Steve, wake it up. Make it exciting to them. So you're pitching your pitch. Make it exciting.
Okay. So there is one really cool project that I did a long time ago that's on there as a prototype, and it's a cigar and whiskey pairing recommendation app. And it's really cool. You can put in any cigar that you like, and it recommends 10 similar cigars based on an algorithm. It matches to over 3,500 whiskeys based on profile notes. You can enter coffee, cedar, espresso, whatever, and find any cigar that matches that or do any kind of pairing based on various profile notes. And check it out. I don't want to talk too much about it. Check it out. It's really cool.
Okay. All right. So you got some things. So the folks really, I guess, who would you really target this to? Consumers, I guess, combination consumer, content creators, brands. Is there
the recommender?
Well, I'm saying this whole particular scenario, this whole cigar tech. Is it a combination of folks that you may be attracting? Or are you looking to attract, you know, a particular entity or person? If that makes sense, because at the end of the day, it's a business to some degree. You know what I mean? Again, you're not doing this for free. This is taking up a numerous amount of time. So now you're saying, okay, hey, I'm looking for more so the, you know, the brand owners to reach out to me. I'm looking for content creators because I am trying to monetize, and obviously my time equals money. But the consumer a lot of times is just looking on there just to go and peruse and see things. So I really want to know, who do you think you're targeting? Or in your mind, who do you want to target best to suit Cigar Tech? Who do you think that particular individual or company?
Well, I haven't talked about the consulting I do, and that's more targeting the industry professionals. But as far as these web apps and information products, it's really targeting the community. Yeah, I do hope to get some brands to advertise on there and monetize it. You know, I'll have some affiliate links. So if you click it to buy a cigar, I make a little commission on it. But I wouldn't say I'm targeting anyone in particular. They're all just my contribution to the community. And I hope that they are useful and solve some problems. But yeah, I hope to get some advertisers on it.
Okay. So you're just a nice guy. Steve is just a nice guy. He's just going to do everything for free. You're not doing this for free, Steve. Let me help you out. If you are, let me set you up, and they can send the money to me, and I'll just send the information to you because you don't want to make any money.
I'm not doing it for free, Stone. Obviously, I'm not doing it for free. I'll be very transparent about that. Yes, I do earn money on these, but I want people to know that this is like my passion project. It's my side hustle. I do other things I'm taking care of, and I don't really need to do this, but it's a passion project, and I do it because I love the cigars. I love cigars. I love the community. I love what the culture's about, and that's why I invest so much time and resources into it.
Okay, I can't be mad at that. And guess what? We appreciate your dedication, Steve. If nobody told you that today, we here, Smoke World, and the listeners appreciate your hard work and dedication. It does not go unnoticed. Just going to let you know that, brother. All right, so what else you got, man?
I really appreciate that. And you know what? I'm very loyal to anyone who's loyal to me. If anybody wants to support me, I'm going to put in 110% to make sure that they're as successful as they can be. And I really believe in that. It's really core to who I am. And I really want people to know that if you want to see me be successful, I really want to see you be successful also.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. That is what it is all about, you know, helping the other fellow person out, man. All right, so look, man, is anything else? I'll make sure we got everything out that, you know, you got a lot of features here. Give them the website again so they can go check that out, because I think you do have some prototype stuff up there right now that they can kind of take a peek, see what's going on. So give that website one more time.
CigarTech, TECH.org. And I have some consulting services. It's based on any business that has any kind of data. I can help any business make the best possible decisions using algorithms and artificial intelligence. And it's pretty complex for the average person to grasp, so I won't go into too much detail. But if anybody has any kind of data, like sales data or customer data, I offer services to be able to optimize it, find insights, and provide you with the best insights to make the best possible decisions you can make for your business. And this is very unique to the cigar industry, because people with my skill set usually go into like much larger industries like banking and, you know, much higher paying industries, because their skill sets are highly rewarded there. But I'm bringing my skill set to the cigar community, cigar industry, which I don't believe anyone else has done. It's data science. And I hope that some people find it helpful.
God damn. Look at Steve pitching himself. You're like, listen, I'm going to pitch myself. I'm selling myself. God damn. I got skills. Normally, this will be in the banks, terrorism. I understand, brother. I got you. I don't want no problems. Go ahead, Steve. You're doing that thing. Okay, Steve, before we wrap up, is there anything I didn't ask that you wanted the people to know?
I'm just really grateful for everyone who's shown their support to me. And if I don't express it to everyone, you know, it's hard. I manage a lot of things, and I just want people to know that, you know, I'm doing this on my own, and it's not easy, so I don't always show my gratitude, but I am grateful.
Oh, man, that's some kumbaya stuff right there, Steve. That's lovely. Kumbaya, I'm your friend. I got you, Steve. All right, well, look, Steve, I appreciate you being a guest here, brother. You know, you stay in contact with us when you launch some other projects or things are going one way or the other. You feel free to come back on Smoke World to share that information, brother. So with that being the case, one more time, Steve, because they need this information. What's the website again?
CigarTech, TECH.org, Kevstone style.
CigarTech.org, folks. But there you have it. Steve, the man, the myth. He has now told you what he's got going on. Steve, thank you for being a guest, my brother. Appreciate you, bro.
You're the man. And, you know, I always come to you first because you've always been there for me, and I appreciate that, so it doesn't go unnoticed.
Hey, man, we're like the DJ exclusive here. We got the first one. I'm dropping it. Boom. It's hot. And when you blow up, Steve, don't forget your boy, man. When you start making millions, don't forget Smoke World. Like, yo, can I get a little loan? Can I come help out? Can I be like the next serious exit? Come on, bro. I'm just saying. Appreciate you.
You know it. I will.
Gotcha. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Stone.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another episode of Smoke World in the Books. Steve, thank you for being a guest. Again, folks, this is what it's all about. Go support the man. Help him out. Check out the website. That's what it's all about, man. The community. That's all we have is ourselves. So, what we gonna do? What we gonna do, girl? Follow me on Smoke World Podcast on Instagram. Website. SmokeWorldPodcast.com. Email, stone@SmokeWorldPodcast.com. Folks, appreciate you. Love you. Thank you for the support. And guess what? Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Check you out on the what? Other side. Peace.